inner realization is there. And the progress means by sacrifice, not by aggrandizing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj,
yes.
Somewhere in that Prema Vibhakta,
yes.
Jagadananda Pandit has described that hearing,
yes.
Through the Karna Mool. So the Karna Mool means the heart, perhaps.
What is it?
I don't have it here. But not simply Karna, ear, but Karna Mool.
Karna Mool?
Yes. Hearing through Karna Mool. Does it mean the heart, perhaps?
Yes, Karna Mool. The root of the ear. To be traced in the inner world. There is a song of Chandidas. Kaneda bhitara diya marame posi dagu akumul kori da mor pran. Radharani says, Sakhi keba sunai da samanam. Kaneda bhitara diya marame posi dagu akumul kori da mor pran. Radharani addressing to one friend, her friend. What peculiar novel state I am under experience. I can't ascertain my friend, who I don't know, who has chanted the name of Shyama, and that entered through my ear and touched my most madhmakati was there.
Deeper.
Madhma means special centers, a special center in the nervous system, and the selected centers of the nervous system, center, where if it is manipulated, the whole is affected. That is marma. Akurk. Kaneda bhitara diya marame, in mainly expression is the heart. Entered through my ear and it has captured my heart. Madhmasthan, just as Durga in the military, the important centers. Akul kariyam pran. It has entered my heart and the whole vitality is shaken. The whole vitality has been shaken, has been captured, has been captured, shaken. Akul kariba mor pran. My very existence has been attacked, affected, captured. The whole existence, internal existence. This sound has captured. It entered into my heart and captured my whole existence. Akul kolida mor pran. Na jani kate ko madhu shyam name ase go. I can't estimate how much and what sort of honey is there. In that sound. The sound seems to be of infinite sweetness to me. Padakumadhu, I can't ascertain. Swamna me achabu, vadana chavite nahi pari. My lips can't give it up, that name. I think, in this way, is giving her stages when she has come in touch with the tidings of Krishna. And the first connection came to her. The revolution. Biplav Birbal, revolutionary evolution began. In her feeling, in the whole of her heart, whole structure, inner outer, that is shivering, freezing. Gaudhari bodh, Gaudhari bodh, Gaudhari bodh. Here we are suffering for a drop, and they're inundated. Water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Which is everywhere, which is the only reality, and we are suffering for this want. Yuman pushyati sadvatta sadvancha maishvashyati tasyaham no panasyami sacha no me panasyati. If one can come up to such a state that everything reminds him about me, pushyati sadvatta sadvancha, everything in me and I am everywhere, vice versa. Vasudeva, everything lives in him. He is the most comprehensive. And I am everywhere, the most subtle permeating substance. Everywhere, the most subtle, entering everywhere. And also embracing everything within, containing everything in him. In the material, perhaps ether exists everywhere and everything covered with it. It goes to connect the Chandra Loop, the Mangal, the Sun, everywhere by that electric wave. Air cannot reach, but Akash, boom, ether. Ether is all permeating, everywhere, the most subtle thing. It covers everything and it is in the middle of everything. Yadha mahanti bhutani bhutai shuchyavateshu cha pravishtan na pravishtani tatha teshu natishaham. Is that kata kashala? Bhagavata na Gita. Kyoto Shloki, Bhagavat. Ahami Vasami Bhagvi Nanyat Jasada Satparan Paschadaham Jaditatya Yuga Shishita Sursam. Try to think, what am I? Ahami Vasami Bhagvi. In the beginning, you can think of creation, I was present. Nanyat jat sadasat param, both subtle and gross, as you experience, nothing was existent. And the world, the created world, before this I am eternally existing in my plane. Nanyat jat sadasat param, paschadaham, when the whole sort of dissolution, I am there. I shall there unaffected. Paschadham, jadetatya, and what you find in the middle, from creation to dissolution, that also I am. You can't eliminate me. I can't be eliminated. Before creation I was, after dissolution I shall be, and in the middle also I am present. Try to conceive what is my existence. Paschadaham, jadetatya yuva shishita shushaham. Whatever you can conceive and whatever in the background, that's all my presence. Jadetatya yuva shishita shushaham. Sabagi, Rityatthang jatpatiyeta nopatiyeta chatmani tabbiddharatano mayaṁ yasabhāsu yasātama. Very intricate question. What is maya? Rityatthang jatpatiyeta. What is my purpose, my design? Not to follow that, but to have conception of any other thing. That is maya. Artha. Artha means purpose. What is my purpose? That cannot be thought or detected or caught. But other interest is thrown on it. And that is maya. That is provincial conception. Separate interest, selfish interest, eliminating the universal, that can't stand. The universal move going on, that cannot be stopped, irresistible. Ahituk, this nirgun flow, the flow of nirgun, above, which is transcendental, most fundamental movement, that is wave, that is causeless and that is irresistible. But whatever, without that, whatever plan is thrown on it from particular center, that is maya, that misconception, misunderstanding. The universal way, movement is going in its own way. It can never be affected. But we think that it can be, its course can be changed, it can be utilized in some other purpose. That is maya. Not to to be able to see the universal weave of the prime cause, his lila. It is his lila. But we are thinking, no, it is for mine. It has been made for me. And the king, this is my empire. Then another chief will think, oh, this is my state. Then another owner will be, owner of a particular property, this is mine, and one is working in the field, he will think this is in my possession at present. So many ones, all these things according to their existence and necessity, they would imagine that it is meant for his purpose, relative, temporary interest and purpose. And that does not show to be true, that is not shown to be true, frustration. Oh, I took it, I wanted it to take in my interest in this way, but it did not come, the disappointment, frustration, and death, birth, all these anomalies are out of this misconception of maya. Not only one time he is defeated, he is frustrated, again he is going to make attempt in such life, in that self-interested life. And there is janma mrityu jara vyadhi, troubles based on these four principles. Undesirable birth, not eternal continuity in his life, the birth, death, infirmity, and also disease. This is the reaction of the misconception of the truth outside. So try to get harmony, with the universal transaction, flow of events. Then you would be happy. It is a happy flow, happy transaction going on. And your selfish interest is disturbing you and your society. Ritetham jat pitiyeta. What is true and what is misconceived on the basis of truth. Ritetham jat pitiyeta. Our pratiti, our faith, what is not true. Our faith on that basis, that is maya. Ritetham jat pitiyeta, no pitiyeta chatmani. And if we identify yourself with the Atma, with the Paramatma, the main flow, then it disappears. This is my country, this is not my own house. Imperial demand, if any war breaks out, then king may take possession of this immediately. It is his. It is for the imperial demand is here, and not my claim that I won't give this house to you. It won't go on. So this relative for possession and mastership, that is maya. I shall always be conscious that if king's necessity, then this house may be taken in a second. This is not mine. My possession ought to go. Something like this. Ritetham jat pritiyeta no pritiyeta chatmani tad vidyadatano mayan. If it is possible for us to look out the interest of the whole, it is not present there. But when we are very selfish and compartmental interest, we thrust on it, then we suffer from that plan. That plan, that design, that sort of understanding gives us trouble. It is mine, but I don't see that it is mine. I was thinking this body is mine, but it is the victim of the environment. I see, I am frustrated. As much as I concentrate that this is mine, I shall have to be so much frustrated. And as much as I shall invite within me that everything belongs to the ultimate power, no frustration, that will diminish. So maya is here, the misconception, misunderstanding. The proper meaning is there. We are unable to read that. And we thrust our design, future design, on it and read. That is maya. Ritetham yat pratiyeta no pratiyeta chatmani tad vidyadatmano mayam yatha bhasu yatha tama. As light and darkness, yatha bhasu yatha tama. And the conception of individual interest and this material world, that is no man's land, anyone can capture it. It is not so. It is already belong to the fullest extent to a party. No man's land, there is no man's land. All land belonging to one. Yatha bhasu yatha tama. Ritetham jat pritiyeta. Tatpar kiya se?
Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuti bhutya vachetra. Pravishtanna pravishtani tatha te tu na te tu ham.
Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu bhutya vacheshu cha pravishtani appa. Mahanti bhutani, that earth, water, air, fire, heat, then air, water, then heat, and then air, then ether. What is their relation? In earth, water, heat, air, and ether all mixed in earth. But in water conception there may not be earth. Still different stages. Of course, if we test the evolution question, then it will be otherwise. It is an example. So the earth, within earth, there is water, ether, fire, air, everything. And in water, no earth, but heat is there, air is there, and ether is there. And it in fire, the air is there, the gas is there, the heat of course is there, and the ether is there. And in air, not all these material things to be traced, but ether must be within air. And ether, that is the original thing. Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu uchyavacheshu cha. There, within and without, everything is existing in ether. The most graphic position. They are there and they are not there. In this way, their division and their relationship. Bhuteshu cha bhuteshu cha. Pravishtani of Pravishtani. They are there and they are not there. Pravishtani of Tatha Teshu Nakeshaham. My position is also similar. I am there, I am not there. In this way. If it can be analyzed, then I may be found there, ordinarily I am not there. Yatha mahanti bhutani bhuteshu uchyavacheshu cha pravishtani apravishtani tatha teshu ahameva pravishtani apravishtani, both within and without. Adesha. Tarpari ji?
Itapadi ki puji kyashyam tattu ji kyashnaka.
In Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa, Nathasya Jeho Karma Bhi. What for we are born? What will be our ideal duty? We are all engaged to collect things for sense satisfaction, calm, artha. We are busy to collect money. Whenever we shall require, we can interchange that into sense perception, sense pleasure, calm, artha. Then, dharma, duty. Our duty, generally we are fixing in such a way that we can collect a maximum money, and the money, by money we shall earn sense pleasure, and we can take ourselves and distribute itself. This is the general. But Bhagavatam says the relationship between them should be changed totally. Our relationship with this world will be mundane world, material world, not sense pleasure, but as much as required to keep up this body fit. And the body, good health will earn money. And the money should be utilized not for sense pleasure, but to help our duty, to satisfy our duty. And the duty's aim should not be, again, downward, but it will be for the apavagga, crossing these three necessaries of life to seek for higher purpose of life. Tattva jigyasa, moksha means tattva jigyasa. The whole thing must be used. The matter should be used to keep up the health. Health will earn money. Money will help to discharge our duty. And the duty should be arranged in such a way that we shall enquire ourselves and the environment. Who am, where I am, what is my end of life, what is real satisfaction. In this way, tattva jigyasa. Jivasya tattva jigyasa, natho jascheho karmavi. That is the only requirement for us. That should be our only aim. To enquire atma jigyasa, what am I, where am I, who is my Lord, all these things to be discussed and enquired. That should be the object of our life. Did that you want to know? Now, what is that tattva jigyasa should be the object of our life? And of what type that is? Najata mahanti buddhan, these things are there. In this way, along this way, you are to walk. What is the environment? Where am I? Who am I? And what is my good? All these things. Atta jigyasa, inquiry after self and inquiry after environment. And within that, we search for Krishna. Vedanta, brahma jigyasa. Upanishad says, what is the object of your life? Jasmin jati sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati, jasmin prapti sarvamidam praptam bhavati, sarvamidam praptam tad vijigyasa tad eva brahma. The object of the life of our all in such position would be only one. What is that? The inquiry after the central truth. Jasmin Gati Sadhvamidam Vigyasa, that must be of universal character. Inquire after that, when you know that everything is known. Inquire for the central truth, by knowing which everything can be known, by getting whom everything is got. Jasmin Prapti Sadhvamidam Praptam Bhavati. It is possible. We think generally it is impossible. I am a particle in the infinite. How is it possible for the infinite can come to you. You cannot go to infinite, but the infinite comes to you. That noble and that heavenly way you are to find out. That is Sauta Pantha, Avaroha Pantha, the descending method in the line of revealed truth. Infinite expresses himself to you, I am so and so. If you do this, then I shall come to you. You will know me, you will have me. You'll get me. Jasmin gati sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati, jasmin prapti sarvamidam praptam bhavati, tad vijyajnasasya. Enquire for that. Asatu brahma jigyasa. So that the gist of the Vedas and the Upanishads taken, collected, systematically set in Vedanta Sutra. In the beginning, what is the purpose of this book? Brahma jigyasa. What is brahma? If we know him, we know everything. If we get him, we get everything. Such a great prospect is before you. Brahma jigyasa. And when it came to Mahaprabhu, the brahma took the shape of parabrahma. The personal conception came to the front rank. Krishna anusandham. In the expression of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, that Brahma don't think it is a material substance. You are always habituated to think matter. Being subject, you think and think, easily think object. Objective things, it is material, lower. It is not of that type. So Brahma is not a substance that as a subject you will be make him it your object of thinking thoughts. But Krishna Anusandhan, in his real conception, which will be in your highest utility, is Krishna, the most loving personal existence. Inquire after him. Where is he? Who can satisfy all my demands? Who can satisfy all my nervous inquiry, the whole system? Whole system, every atom can be satisfied by his touch. Where is he? Where is he? Just a man in fire wants to embrace ice. Where is he? I want to be. I am burning. My every atom is burning. I want to pacify my whole existence by his embrace. Krishna Anusandhan. Gauri Gauri.
ভুবি গৃহীতে ভুলি যায় কীর্তনে বহু লোকের উপকার আজ যে কেবল
Who is the real giver, the benevolent person who gives this news to us? And not only news, but the process he also gives, how we can get this whole, this Krishna. So he is the real Data means Kakabala, patron, or the real donator is he. Donation, gift. The highest gift is to give Krishna to one and all. So he chants about Krishna and through him wants to penetrate him within us. He is the real giver. He is the real giver. Or otherwise, so many things are being in the transaction, giving this and that, taking this and that, this transaction in the market, that is all mischievous and temporary forms. All imaginary transaction connecting with the world of imagination, that has got no value. Only those that deals with reality, with Krishna, with Bhagavan, they are the real giver, deliverer of the soul, and take them to the ocean of nectar. They are the real giver, and these are false agents. I am giving this, I am giving that. I am giving food, I am giving clothing, I am giving medicine. But all for the fictitious life, undesirable life, to maintain the undesirable existence, the proper existence to give the relief and the real substance where we can relish, our soul can relish forever and to the extreme. They are the real giver in the world, not false transaction. Tavakathamikam tattu jivanam gives life to the burnt souls with misery. Tattu jivanam. Kavi vivitam kalmasapam. And they say that it will do away with all your reactionary principle existing within you. Talmasavaham, Savanamungalam. Any smallest attendance of it, even through the year, that will give immense goodness in you. Karma kalmasapam, savanamangalam, simadapatam. It is full of all substantial resources that can satisfy you to the utmost. Simadalapam, vigananti ji vridhajana. And those who distribute this thing to the world, their giver, proper giver, their gift is real, substantial. Gaur Hari Bol. ঘুরি মানে প্রচুর দান করে না প্রচুর লোককে দান করে কি বলতে চাচ্ছ সবই বেস্ট অফ দি ডোনার্স অর গিভার্স ইজ হি ও গিভস কৃষ্ণ তুমি তো কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো কৃষ্ণ সে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমারও সকল দিয়া
আমি যে কল্যাণ কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরি
ভক্তি ঠাকুর সং কৃষ্ণ বিলংস টু ইউ মাই মাস্টার ইউ ক্যান গিভ হিম টু মি আই এম দি ফলেন অফ দি ফলেন নিজি অফ দি নিজি বি প্রপ্রিসিয়েটেড অন মি অ্যান্ড গিভ ইউর কৃষ্ণ হুইচ ইউ ওয়ার্শিপ ইন ইউর হার্ট please allow me to get him for worshiping this. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari. Kato baj da?
10 to
10. 10 to 10. Any other question? No. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
Not now.
আর জপস হরিনামানি স্থানে সতগুণাধিক আত্মানন্দ চুপনাথের যখন সত্রীন গুণাধিক কীর্তনের দ্বারা সষ্টাকে পবিত্র জপের থেকে কীর্তনের প্রাধান্য বেশি আর শ্রবণের থেকে কীর্তনই প্রাধান্য হবে
হরি কৃষ্ণ হরি সদ্ভূতানাগতিভূতানিষা One is awake in the transcendental world. This mundane interest is like a knife to him. And the so-called materialistic thinkers, scientists, research scholars, are so proud, but they are night ki wala jale
sleep
not know about the day there are night nocturnal ki ogulo ke wale chor jale ratri nisha chor nisha chor nocturnal hunters who roams hunting in the night We have forgotten the Newton's third law. Every action that is equal and opposite to the action, extorting their temporary help from the whole nature, and they are making boast of, they are boast of that, proud of that. But forget that that loan should be cleared in a very deplorable way to be cleared. We can't avoid it is loan. We are not masters. We are exploiting only with the risk that we shall be again exploited by them. With this risk we are enjoying in the master. We think our master, we are masters of the natural resources, but no, they are not helpless. We will be exploited by them again, the reaction. The Vaidas is not helpless that I shall kill and cure a patient. It has got its position equal to me in universal calculation. It is the result of his previous deed that he has become a Vaidas and injurious to your existence. So you are killing them mercilessly, to keep this body of mud, which is injurious to your soul, this body. Action, reaction. But we are good. We have a headache with all these thoughts. But nature, does not allow vacuum, what is that? One expression, Prabhupada? Vacuum, no. There is king, there is a rule of law. Law of nature is there. And you can't escape. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. This is the world nature. Where the law of karma is that. Tamasa bahurupena vestita karma hetuna antasangya bhavanteti shubhadukkha samannita. About the trees, the manu, pronouncing this word. They are the trees, they are like the same teachers with us, but they are covered with thick and the variegated ignorance, now they have come to the birth of trees. None to be blamed. Karma hetuna, his own karma to be blamed. Now he is as a tree. But his original position is equal to me. By his own bad karma, he has degraded to get a birth of a tree.